Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hello, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's talk about Air Canada. A couple of things in the news last week, one that's kind of interesting and one that I'm sure there'll be a lot of controversy about, and that is about bag fees, carry-on bag fees. Tell me the ins and outs and what can I expect? I think it takes place in January, it takes effect, but what can I expect if I'm booking basic economy or whatever they call it now?
Right. So you're right. It's going to start on January 3rd, and customers booking with Air Canada and economy basic fare will no longer be entitled to carry on baggage. So only a single personal article such as a backpack, purse, or laptop bag will be allowed when traveling to Canada, the US, and that includes Hawaii and Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. So yeah, you mentioned a good word, controversy, right? So this move may anger some travelers, but it makes sense for Air Canada. WestJet, Porter, all already have basic fares and similar carry-on luggage policies. And hopefully, like in theory, the change is going to speed up the boarding process since fewer people will have to fight for overhead luggage space. So checking a bag will cost $35 to $42 each way. For a single person, that may not be a big deal, but a family of four is looking at an additional cost of $280 to $336 for a round-trip vacation. Mm-hmm. Of course, Air Canada and all airlines' revenue is the biggest winner here because that's where they make their money, is in ancillary fares or ancillary items such as baggage, right? So the new rule only applies to economy basic fares purchased on or after January 3rd. And then they have, you know, the free personal item cannot exceed a certain dimensions, including wheels and handles. So if you are booked on a ticket with travel dates beyond January 3rd, you're still entitled to carry on luggage and a personal item. Aeroplan Elite status members will still get checked free baggage, and it will start charging for bigger bags from passengers opting out of their lower price basic fare again January 3rd. Now, the carrier will charge $35 for the first bag and $50 for a second. Now, speaking as a travel professional, when we book air-only flights or just air in general, not just air-only, we never promote just the lowest price because it's less flexible, more penalties imply, more change restrictions. So life happens, and you know what? You need to change your flight, and you need to, you know, your travel plans will change. So I would always suggest, you know, look at and consider strongly fares that include the complimentary checked bag, the free seat assignment, the opportunity for changes and flexibility. I think that's a better way to view your travel budget.
I think so. And I, there's a couple of things that go through my mind when you're talking about this. First of all, one of my biggest pet peeves of flying is people that have big carry-on pieces. So I'm glad that they're cracking down on this because some of these people can't even fit them in the overhead bin.
Right.
Because they're trying to jam as much stuff as possible. So that's one. The other is, if I am paying a higher fare, I do expect to have space in the overhead bin for my carry-on. And I get it, you know, that people, they may not be able to afford it. And I totally understand that. I totally understand what their argument is. But quite frankly, I really understand, too, from the point of view of someone who's paying a little bit more, can have a little bit more expectations that when they get to their seat, that there's space in the overhead bin, and someone who's paying economy has loaded it up with mm-hmm. all their oversized carry-on. So that's how I see it. I really don't have a problem with it. You still have a choice, and really, it doesn't get too complicated. It's really kind of hard to explain it until you're actually doing a booking. Right. And then all those will come up. If you're doing basic economy, it'll tell you what's included, what's not included. And you have the choice to upgrade, because sometimes the price difference isn't that much if you catch a seat sale or something like that. And it's worth it to maybe pay a little bit more, because then you're not getting dinged per bag, depending on where you're going.
Absolutely. And the factor is too, when you go on an ultra basic fare, you are the last to be loaded. So you aren't really going to get a lot of overhead space at the end of the day, because as mm-hmm. you say, people like to take everything with them, and they consider their carry-on or their personal item to be a huge backpack plus the carry-on.
We've all seen this. We've all seen people do this.
Yes. And you know what? It really does it adds to the time of boarding, trying to sort this out, because then people say, you might have to check your bag. So then the bag has to be offloaded and then checked for you, if you're already on the plane. So people want efficiency in their travel, and this is a way to do it. So as your travel agent, I would definitely recommend consider fares that have more inclusiveness in the price.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, if you actually added up all the extras, like your seat assignment, your carry-on, it may come out equal or maybe even less, depending on what you're paying and where you're going.
Yeah, and I just have a little, I always check when we look at airfare, it's amazing how sometimes higher price fares sometimes can be lower than a lead-in economy fare. Like I've seen business class fares lower than economy, and it's like, let's do this, because I don't know the rhyme or reason with airlines, but it's important to check, because the lowest fare isn't always the best fare overall with regards to price point. So that's where it's fun.
Yeah, and sometimes it's maybe a difference of $100 between, economy versus business class or executive class or whatever. It just depends, right? So yeah, you're right. Just keep your eyes open. Okay, let's talk about the other thing now, and that is the new identification system that allows for facial recognition. So tell me about that.
Right. I think this is pretty cool, because it allows travelers to stay hands-free without having to search for their passport or their driver's license. So what happens is that after you upload your information on the Air Canada app on your phone, you'll be able to go through the airport by simply showing your face. So your hands-free through select airport identity verification checkpoints. You don't have to take out your boarding pass, your government ID. And what it does, it takes measurements of your face and creates a numeric representation called a face print. And then the face print is compared to verify a person's identity. So they're saying that it's the first Canadian airline to offer such a service, and it's going to streamline the boarding process, make it faster, convenient for customers, and hopefully improving the overall travel experience. So it got launched as a boarding option at Vancouver International Airport for nearly all their domestic flights. And also, the system's also available for any travelers eligible to visit an Air Canada Maple Leaf Lounge in Toronto's Pearson or the Vancouver Airport. So I think it's a good thing. I actually have experienced it going through the States. And it's good. Like, you're kind of taken aback, because you're all ready with your passport and your boarding pass and everything, right? Like, I'm going to be on top of this. And it's like, yeah, just show your face. But it throws people till they get used to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's not mandatory right now. It's voluntary. And really all you're doing, you're uploading a selfie basically on the app when you enter all your other details from your passport. So it's already entered and that's it. So I think it's kind of cool. If it speeds it up, I'm all for it.
Absolutely.
Amanda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Amanda Forbes. And AmandaForbes.com is her website. Always great to chat, Amanda. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.